One of the strangest dramas in history is that of Charles IX and the diamond charm given to him by Mary, Queen of Scots. After the death of his brother, Charles inherited the throne of France. But Charles was a weakling, dominated by his mother, the treacherous Catherine de Medici, whose secret desire was to rule through her son not only France, but Scotland as well. In order to do this, Catherine must get rid of Mary, the beautiful Scottish queen, now residing at the French court. But the powerful Duke de Guise is Mary's uncle and guardian. And so Catherine plots to first destroy Mary's uncle and then the little queen herself. Listen, it is through Charles that Catherine must work. And so she deliberately excites him to a frenzy. We hear him now as he paces back and forth in the garden.
I must kill him. I must kill him before it's too late. Before I go mad. I should do it quickly. Kings must always kill their enemies.
Why, Charles.
And he'll die. He'll die all covered with blood. All my enemies will die. Every one must die.
But, Charles, look at me. Look at me, Charles. It's Mary.
Mary? No, no, he must die. All my enemies must... Mary? It's Mary.
Yes, Charles, it's Mary. And you promised me. Oh, you promised me, Charles, you wouldn't let yourself go like this again.
I tried. I tried, Mary. I tried so hard, but she took my hand, and she stared into my eyes, and she told me about my enemies, Mary. They're going to drug me. They're going to drug me with something that will make me go mad. Mad, do you hear?
No, no, Charles. Here, sit down. You must control yourself. Forget what your mother says. No one would dare do such a thing.
Oh, yes, they will. I'm sure of it. And if I don't sign that paper, she will let them. She'll let them give me drugs.
No, wait. Wait. Look, Charles. Look. I have a charm against poison. See, it's a little diamond charm.
And will it work, Mary? Will it keep me from going mad?
Yes, of course it will. Here, I'll put it around your neck. That's right. Now let the little charm hang just over your heart. That way.
And now am I safe? Am I really safe, Mary?
Nothing can hurt you now. Nothing. And you're free. You no longer have to listen to your mother. You can do as you please.
I can do as I please? I'm safe?
Yes. And now tell me, what does Catherine want this time? Why did she get you so excited? Why did she work you up like this? What is it she's trying to make you do, Charles?
She says I must sign the death warrant for the Duke de Guise.
The Duke de Guise?
Oh, yes, he must die, Mary. He's a traitor. He's trying to poison me. He's an enemy of France.
The Duke de Guise? Oh, no, no, Charles. You must not sign it. You must not kill him for my sake, Charles.
But Mother says...
Listen, Charles. 5 years ago, I was forced to sign an agreement stating that if I die and leave no heir to my throne, France will inherit Scotland. Oh, don't you see? Catherine wants to rule Scotland, so she'll have you kill the Duke, and then who knows what will happen to me?
You mean you might die? Oh, no,
unless
Mary.
You save my Uncle Charles, I am lost. Oh, you must not sign it. Refuse to sign it for my sake, Charles.
But what will Mother... Oh, no, I dare not.
Of course you can refuse. For look, now you have the diamond charm.
The diamond charm? Are you sure I can?
Oh, I'm sure you can. It will give you the courage you need. The charm will protect you. Nothing can hurt you. I know, for it was given me by my grandmother, and she said nothing can hurt you as long as you wear it.
Then I won't sign it, Mary. I refuse. I won't sign it. And I'm safe. I can do as I please, and I'm safe. And I protect you, Mary, for now I can do anything I want. Yes.
You, I'm completely puzzled, Chancellor Olivia. Something has come over him. He won't listen to me. I seem to have lost my power. And unless I can make him sign this warrant, our plot will fail.
Perhaps the little Queen of Scots has more influence over your son than you have hitherto suspected.
He almost worships her. But what of that? I have felt her influence, yes, but nothing like this.
Your Majesty, that reminds me. I must tell you, there are rumors that Mary is planning to return to Scotland as soon as she gets the permission of the king.
No, he won't give it to her without my consent. And yet, oh, Olivia, this warrant must be signed at once. As soon as we get rid of the Duke, Mary will be in my power. Ah, but here is Charles. Come a little closer, son. I have something to say to you. Come here. Over here, where I can look into your eyes.
No, I'll stay where I am. What is it you want?
So you persist in disobeying me, even when you know that your life is in danger, that you're surrounded by enemies.
If you mean the Duke de Guise, it's not true.
This is the last time, Charles, that I shall warn you. You must either sign this warrant or... Remember, I spoke of a strange little drug that...
I won't sign it. I won't sign it, I tell you.
You dare to defy me? Oh, what's that you've been clutching at your breast all this time? Ah, it's a diamond ornament.
Oh, no, 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 I bought it. It isn't much. It's just a little toy.
Wait, Charles, wait, I want to... Oh, he's gone. Well, Chancellor Olivia, what did you think of him? Has he not changed?
Yes, Your Majesty, he has indeed.
But that little ornament, he acted so strange about it. I wonder where I have seen that thing before.
It might have belonged to Mary, the little Queen of Scots.
That's it. I remember now. I asked her once about it. She said it was a charm.
A charm?
Yes, a charm. Ah, I think, Monsieur, I am beginning to understand.
I didn't take it off. I know I didn't take it off. I can't find it.
It must have fallen.
Oh, I've got to find it. I've got to find it. I must find it somewhere. It must be here on the floor.
Doing crawling around on the floor on your hands and knees?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, Mother. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing?
At all.
That is strange. Perhaps you've lost something.
Oh, no. I haven't lost anything.
You seem very upset. Come here, Charles. I want to talk to you.
Oh, no. I won't listen to you. No. I won't listen.
Oh, yes, you will. Come here. Closer. So I can look in your eyes. Down into your soul.
No. What do you want? What do you want?
I am giving you one more chance. You either sign this warrant or...
No! I won't sign it. I won't, I tell you. I won't sign it.
If you refuse to sign this warrant, I'll leave you at the mercy of your enemies. They're all around you, spying, watching, waiting for a chance. A chance to strike. And it is not your death they seek, but madness. You will go insane.
No, they can't do it.
There is a certain little drug, a poison they will use. How will you know if they pour this madness drug into your ears while you're asleep? Or put it in your food? How will you know until you begin to see visions, ghosts and demons?
Don't let them poison me. I'll sign it.
Your Majesty.
Oh, Olivia. At last. Look, he has signed the death warrant for the Duke de Guise.
His Majesty, signed?
Yes, look. Here it is. Our plot is a success.
Yes. But I came to tell you, Your Majesty, the warrant is signed... Too late.
Too late? What do you mean?
Look, she's coming now.
Mary, the Queen of Scots. What is she doing here? What do you mean?
Oh, Your Majesty, I have come to... Why, Charles. Charles, what's the matter? What's happened?
He must die, Mary. He got to die. Die. All my enemies must die.
Charles, no. Charles. Oh, what's this? The death warrant for my uncle. And you signed it. Charles, you signed it.
You must die. Traitors must die, Mary.
But you promised. I was so sure. So, madame, it was you who forced him to sign this.
This is none of your business. Perhaps, madame, you have come here looking for something. Is this it?
My charm. My diamond charm. You took it from him.
Take it, madame, and keep it this time. I am sure Charles will have no further use for it.
So you had the charm. Oh, now I understand. But, madame, I did not come for this. Instead, I have come to bid you farewell.
Farewell? You can't leave France without the permission of the king.
And I have obtained that permission from Charles. I have had it for weeks. I am sailing for Scotland today.
That's impossible. It can't be. I would have heard of it.
No, madame. For the Duke de Guise, my uncle, thought it wise that you did not hear of my departure until today.
Oh, no. It can't be.
Goodbye, madame. Oh, Charles. Charles, I must leave you. Leave you. Do you understand?
You are going? I... Oh, it's Mary. It is Mary.
Yes, it is Mary. Going away. May heaven take pity on you here in France. Goodbye. Goodbye, my friend.
So we are too late. Well, go back to Scotland with your diamond charm, madame. And though now I will never rule in Scotland, know that at least I shall reign supreme in France.
Thank you.